Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 28th of August. And couldn't resist looking at Amigo, given the civil war that seems to be going on between the bulls and the bears, name-calling, all sorts of four-letter words, etc., etc. But shares right in the middle of the recent range, 11p to, let's say, 16. Slightly disappointing that the stock wasn't able to fill the gap there up to 16.3 pence. But at the moment, as I said recently, we've got the RSI up at 57. So that does actually tip the favour in terms of the bulls at the moment. Above 50 on the RSI, you're half full rather than half empty. And so really up above 11 pence, still looking for a possibility of a move towards the top of the July trend channel at 20 pence plus. Next up, a stock which seems to have hit the fundamentals bonanza with the deal with AstraZeneca, if I remember rightly. So Beximco Pharmaceuticals, big breakout here for the shares. In fact, the breakout happened in the middle of last month, really around the 42, 43 pence level. So we're really looking to see now how the dust settles for the stock. Probably would like to see an end of day close above 63 pence, or end of week close today above 63 pence. If we can get that, then we could pencil in further upside. Top of that wide trend channel from what the end of 2016 is heading towards 100 to 105 pence, and at least while we're above the 60 to 65 band, the upside could continue, if only to retest today's intraday peak at 81.4 pence. Next stock is one which is also causing a little bit of a rumpus on Twitter, but as you can see from the technical situation, the shares have actually broken a line of resistance from May around about the 2.2, 2.15 pence level. So an end of day close above that today, effectively the current low of the day, and we could see higher prices. If you're cautious on the shares, obviously maybe wait for a clearance of the post-May resistance at 2.8 pence, which obviously we failed at both today and last month. But at least, as I said, above 2.15 or so, the balance tipped in favour of the bulls. Big target here, the top of that rising trend channel from April, as high as 4.5 pence. But that's still some work to do before we can go for that at this stage. Decent looking chart comes in the form of Griffin Mining. You can see that it hit the top of the broadening triangle that was drawn recently. So let's say the target there was 64, 65 pence. End of day close above the initial August resistance at 65 pence could take the shares higher. Just how high is probably suggested by a line of resistance, which I'm just about to draw. So up towards the 95 pence level, that's a February resistance line, and the top of a wider diverging triangle from back in back at the beginning of the year. In terms of the stop loss here, probably as long as we're above the 200-day line, we're relatively comfortable, 54 pence, but ideally the shares don't go or stay back below 60 pence ahead of a potential move up towards the 90 pence plus area. End of day close today above the initial August peak at 63 pence adds to the positivity on that particular chart. Modern Water is next. I think I covered that quite recently, but it's making good progress at the moment. The target here up to the top of that rising trend channel from March around 4.4 pence. And that target valid while we hold above this week's early resistance around 3.34 pence. So we needed end of day close really above that just to open up the final part of the upside argument there at Modern Water. But looking pretty strong given the way that the initial move here was a gap through the 200-day line, which the shares were too strong to fill on their way up. Next up, a stock which I've covered quite a lot recently, but in focus today with a new stake builder, a new TR1 for the share. So this is looking quite healthy now. The big barrier in the recent past was around the 3.7, 3.8 level, which was a resistance in June and July. But breaking that neckline, we've progressed quite nicely. The target here was always up to 7 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from this time last year. So it looks as though at least we'll get an end-of-day close probably through the May resistance at 5.25, and 5.87 rather, and if we can get that, then 7 pence should appear relatively early next week. Red Rock Resources, one of the better recovery plays that we've had of late, and again, we've got a stock which is actually up at the top of the initial trend channel there towards 0.9 pence, which was the target previously. The next stage up would be a move towards a line of resistance from way back in October, November 2018. So above 0.9, looking for as high as 1.4 pence over the following month for Red Rock Resources, and only really back below the recent flag floor at 0.75. Really delaying the upside argument. Ideally, there's no sustained price action now back below 0.8 pence. Sarabi is delivering a breakout at the moment, so that's looking quite encouraging. Just break the new highs for 2020. Also breaking that line of resistance there from February around the 93 pence level. So an end of a week close above that. And we could be heading up towards the top of that November trend channel as high as £1.40 over the next 4 to 6 weeks, given a fair wind behind the stock. Difficult to avoid supply me at the moment, especially given the way that directors and today the CEO keep buying the stock. Said before that we had possible support around 0.6, which... judging by yesterday's low, which was actually bang on the money. But while there's no end of day close above, rather below 0.6, we're looking for a retest of the initial August peak there at 0.92. For fans of Supply Me, the big target here, above 0.6, is as high as 1.6 pence. But obviously that might take a bit of time. Alien Metals has kept on pushing higher as well, very impressive. At the moment here, you can see that we're in a consolidation, I suppose, between 0.33 and 0.45. Probably need an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 0.45, really, to open up the next target for the shares, the upgraded target, which could be as high as 0.8, 0.85, which is that resistance line from April last year. Finishing off with a rare, difficult or a mixed chart at the moment at Vela. The interest here, I think, probably is actually just how the stock is going to behave or is behaving versus its April low. The April low there, intraday low, 0.042. And ideally for the bulls, if you're in recovery mode here, we don't have an end-of-day close back above that. We had a brief tree shake right down to 0.03. So it's a reasonable recovery from those levels, but really all about now the stock remaining above 0.04 to 0.042 over the next few sessions. We can do that, obviously. One could try and pick out 0.07 or so as the upside for the shares. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.